Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
How is everybody doing? It is Wednesday, June 29th, and this is another edition of the Football Recruiting Podcast 5-Minute Morning. Now, today's episode will be a bit longer than the normal 5 to 7 minutes because on this episode, you'll hear a series of interviews from our guys at the Elite 11 Finals in California as they talk to some of the quarterbacks competing in it. USC commit Malachi Nelson, Miami commit Jaden Rashada, Louisville commit Pierce Clarkson, Clemson commit Christopher Vezina, and Oklahoma commit Jackson Arnold are all guys you'll be hearing from. They talk with 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wiltfong and National Recruiting Analyst Greg Biggins about the Elite 11 Finals, their recruitments, some of their goals for this week of competition, and much more. So to begin, we are going to start it out on the West Coast. Here is Greg Biggins with USC commit Malachi Nelson.
It's Greg Biggins, 24/7 Sports. This is Malachi Nelson, USC commit, Los Alamitos High School. Malachi, how you doing? Feeling good?
Doing well. Feeling amazing. Yes, sir.
So let's talk Elite 11 for a second. Obviously, this has been a goal of yours for a while, but how long have you been wanting to be a part of this fraternity?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've seen from the outside, you know, a lot of good guys come through here. And I mean, elite guys that are, you know, doing great, big things in, you know, college and the NFL, and always been something I wanted to be a part of. And I mean, I remember going back to the regionals, Coach Brian and, you know, Coach Joey let me in when I was like an eighth grader and, you know, just learning and, you know, waiting for my time where I could actually get picked. And, you know, it's my turn now. And I'm stoked to be here.
So obviously you're a competitive guy, right? There's 19 other quarterbacks. What is your goal at the end of this event? I mean, do you want to be that number one guy? Is that a big goal for you?
I mean, I've always been someone that wants to compete, and obviously this is the highest level where you can do that. And I'm super excited to be here. And I mean, I wouldn't say that's the main goal. I mean, obviously there's a lot of great coaches and, you know, stuff like that where I can, you know, I'm gonna be able to be a sponge and, you know, learn a lot of great things from these guys. And I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I'm most excited for. You know, being here. But again, I'm a competitive guy, and I can't wait to compete and, you know, show that that I deserve to be at the top.
Okay, because you want to be the number one guy, right? I mean, there's Arch Manning, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
there's
he's
Nico.
Right.
there's a lot of good quarterbacks.
Sure.
This is probably the year of the quarterback, right?
For
there's
sure.
A lot of good ones. Dante, Jaden Rashada. Like, don't be humble. Like,
you
feel like you're the number one guy?
I do, 100%. And I think this is a great stage to prove that. And, you know, I really truly believe in my skills and everything like that, where I think that, you know, I go and I, you know, I learn and I be respectful and learn from these coaches, and I think everything will fall into place.
Okay.
Honestly, and, you know, I trust my skill set and stuff like that to, you know, to roll.
I like that. Hey, let's talk USC football for a second. You took your official trip last week, or was that 2 weeks ago?
It was last weekend. Yeah.
So I mean, there's crazy buzz, right? They're saying that might have been one of the biggest USC official visit weekends in the last 20 years. 30 guys there from all over the country.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley's house partying. What was that visit like for you and from a recruiting standpoint? You have your recruiting hat on as the quarterback already committed in there. How are you feeling about this class, and how good can this class be when it's all said and done?
I was stoked to be up there. I mean, obviously I've been up there a lot, and, you know, I mean, Coach Riley have listed some guys, you know, that we got to try and, you know, recruit, but to finally meet these guys, shake their hands, you know, show them around LA. I mean, it's hard for these guys to say, no, I don't want to go here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we were back at, you know, at Oklahoma, it's a little bit more difficult to get guys to come to Norman, and we had started building a class there. So, I mean, when he made the move, and, you know, I made the move, and we started building this class, I mean, we got a solid shell around now that, you know, we can start recruiting and, you know, like you said, put the recruiting hats on and, you know, start building this class, you know, here in LA.
Just for the fun of it, give me one guy who's not committed yet, who you think,
man.
You know, I'm putting on the spot a list of guys. So when it happens, I can say, hey, you know what, Malachi called that one.
All
who's
right.
a non-committed guy you feel pretty good about will be in the Trojans recruiting class 2023?
All right, I'm going to say Deuce Robinson.
Deuce, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Deuce Robinson.
I
got a couple. Yeah, I feel really, really good. He was up there at the official visit. Same with Francis was up there.
Francis Mavigoa.
Yeah, big.
July 4th is Francis.
Yeah.
yeah, announcement. You want to give us a little preview?
I'm gonna stay quiet. We're gonna do our thing. But those are two guys that, you know, are obviously really, really, really good at, you know, at football. So we want those guys. I mean, but I don't want to. There's a list of guys. There's a list of guys. I can go on and on about the guys that we want and we need, and, you know, guys that are silent right now. So we're gonna keep building this class, and we're gonna be ready to roll.
Now let's stay with another quarterback from the West Coast who also joins Greg, Miami's newest quarterback commit, Jaden Rashada.
It's Greg Biggins, 24/7 Sports. This is Jaden Rashada, Pittsburgh High School, Miami commit. Jaden here, Elite 11 check-in.
Yeah.
How you feeling, man? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I'm blessed to be here.
Let's talk Elite 11 for a second. Obviously, most of these kids here, they say this has been a goal for a long time. For you, has this been something that you've always been thinking about when you were young,
man,
little signal caller?
Yeah, my whole life I grew up watching the Elite 11. Like, it was times I was in the backyard, you know, acting like those quarterbacks, you know, and it's really just a blessing to be here. Like, it gives me chills talking about it. Like, just in the backyard playing with my brother and stuff, like acting like Elite 11 quarterbacks. But man, it's a blessing to be here, really.
So one of my favorite things, and I always tell you this, you got that little NorCal chip on your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
So talk about this week, you know, best of the best from all over the country. What is your goal? And I mean, you kind of want to come out of this as like the guy. People say, hey, Jaden Rashada, like, we don't probably talk about you enough as one of the top 1-2 guys, but is that the goal for you coming in?
Yeah, that's the goal. I want to come in here and just compete in a neutral setting and kind of just put my footprint in. You know, however it goes, you know, I'm glad to be here.
I like the neutral setting. I kind of like what you said there.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know, no biases, no politics, right? Just best of the best. Let's go.
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to? Obviously, you know, meeting some guys, some great coaching. Talk more about that side of the event as well.
Yeah, really just getting some coaching from all the rest of these dudes as well. And really a big thing with me is like really connecting with a lot of these other quarterbacks, just seeing where their brain was and why they chose the place they were and how their recruiting process was and things like that. You know, just really, you know, create relationships for a lifetime.
So speaking of a lifetime, you made a pretty big lifetime decision just a few days ago, going to the University of Miami.
Yeah.
You know, we talked in Vegas 2 weeks ago. I got kind of more of a Florida A&M vibe from you at that time before you pushed the decision back just for the fun of it, hindsight.
Yeah.
Who were you leaning towards when we talked back in Vegas a few weeks ago?
I was probably, you know, leaning towards that side, but I never left Miami out. It was always between, you know, they were always up there. And the reason was I came and I visited the second time, and like it was that feeling that I was looking for, you know, like it was just that feeling of just like relief that like, oh, okay, this is a spot. And the first time that I did go to Miami, I didn't talk no football with the coaches because I couldn't, because I was down there on an OV for my brother, not me. So I couldn't talk football. So then when I went and talked football this time and seeing their plan for a quarterback like me, I was just like, man, this is it, you know, and it was just like a feeling I never got before, and that's when I like decided to, you know, I was just like, I think this is the place that
just felt like home for you.
Yeah, you know, that Miami has like a kind of like a SoCal vibe, you know, so I kind of knew it wouldn't be hard. Like, it would be hard being across the country, but you know, you gotta, in order to be comfortable, you gotta be uncomfortable.
There you go.
So that's something I'm willing to embrace, but I will say that like it seems way much easier that I can adjust to Miami than, you know, maybe some of those other schools I was considering.
Sure.
So really it really came down to like, can I live there and wherever I think is best for me football wise.
So expand on the football part. You mentioned you got to talk ball with the coaches.
Yeah.
If you can, what is the game plan for you and how much do you like the scheme fit and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so Coach Ponce, he actually sat down on the board with me for like an hour and taught me more than I've learned in a couple months. So that was a big thing with me. I was just like, I like learning, you know, and when I ran across that, I was like, man, this dude knows what he's talking about, you know. And then I sat in the room with Coach Gaddis and I was like, man, you know, they definitely have a plan for quarterbacks. And then I got in on the board in front of Coach Cristobal, and really like it all clicked on a football level, you know. Think I can come in there and you know, I can come in there and, you know, do my thing, you know, and I'm gonna have some competition with they got a good quarterback room right now, but you know, it would be a blessing to be a part of it and go compete with those dudes.
So the last month for you, how stressful was it and how relaxed and how good do you feel right now that it's all behind you?
Yeah, man, these last couple months I can't even explain, like you know, I never lost myself, but like I was just like, I didn't feel like me, you know, for a long period of time. You know, your mind's always on something, you know, pretty scary making a life-changing decision like that, but I think, you know, when I did make a decision, it was like a lifting a freaking monkey off my back or something. It was crazy. But man, and then this event came perfect timing where I could, you know, really get my mind back on football and back to the real work.
Our next guest hails from the state of Texas, but is heading up north to Oklahoma to play for Brent Venables and the Sooners. Here is commit Jackson Arnold with Steve Wiltfong.
24/7 Sports, Steve Wiltfong with Oklahoma quarterback commit Jackson Arnold at the Elite 11 Finals. Jackson, what fires you up about being here in Los Angeles?
It's such a prestigious event, and I kind of grew up watching this, watching Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence back in, what was that, 2017? And I just thought it was a super fun experience, and I knew I wanted to be a part of it.
20 of the top quarterbacks in the country are out here with Jackson Arnold. And I think you're a guy that's in the mix to maybe be ranked number one when it's all said and done. Do you think about that much? And how do you feel like you stack up with some of these other elite guys?
I don't really think about the rankings and all that too much, just because I know once you get to college, you know, all those stars go away. You know, you're playing with guys that are the same talent as you, same skill level. And I think I rank up good against all these guys, and we're all here for a reason.
What do you look forward to getting out of this event?
All the coaching that all the coaches and the NFL players and the former Elite 11 players have to offer.
Now, we talked a little bit off camera beforehand, and at one point in your process, you were favoring Notre Dame and Ohio State, but you liked Ole Miss, and Brent Venables gets the job at Oklahoma. They hire Jeff Levy, the offensive coordinator, who you really connected with, and then it seems like things took off with the Sooners. Take it from there.
Yeah, no, I always kind of thought, you know, Oklahoma was a place I'd want to play, but at the time, they had Lincoln Riley was there. I already had a quarterback commit in my class, and I kind of threw that out of the window. That was just not even an option for me. And then Coach Levy came in and got the job. And I was super close to Coach Levy at Ole Miss, and you know, he got the job and offered me, I think, a day later. And he's like, you need to come up here and visit, and I did, and I absolutely loved it and just decided to commit from there.
What are your favorite things about this Sooners program and the direction moving forward?
I love Coach Venables. He's a super high-energy coach, and I think he's a great fit for, you know, for Oklahoma and what Oklahoma needs. And I absolutely love the family-like environment he's creating, too. He wants us to be not only great players but great people as well.
Oklahoma's been on the cusp under Coach Riley, several playoff appearances. How can Oklahoma get over the hump with what you guys are doing on the trail and beyond?
I think it all starts with the defense. Honestly, the past couple of years, they haven't had a super strong defense, but, I mean, Coach Venables is a fantastic defensive mind paired with Coach Levy, who I think has the greatest offensive mind as a coordinator right now. So I think those two paired together will win a lot of games this year.
And then coming into these Elite 11 finals this week, what are people going to see from you on the field?
Me being competitive like I always do on Friday nights, you know, same thing, just out in California.
You'll hear more from Christopher Vezina and Pierce Clarkson when we come back. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast, Christopher Vezina is up next as the signal caller from Alabama joins Steve Wilfong. He discusses his choice to play for Dabo Swinney and Clemson and what he hopes to accomplish this week at the Elite 11 Finals.
24/7 Sports Steve Wilfong here at the Elite 11 Finals with Clemson quarterback commit Christopher Vezina from Birmingham, Alabama. Christopher, what fires you up about being here at the Elite 11 Finals?
Just getting to compete with everybody. I mean, everybody knows about the Elite 11, how prestigious it is, and you know, just to be here with all these great quarterbacks, super excited about it.
Now, you are one of the first commits for Clemson back in the spring. The Tigers now have the nation's number 5 recruiting class. What was it about Clemson that got it done for you?
They were just in on me pretty early. You know, they didn't come with an offer until about November in my junior year, but you know, they always recruited me hard, and so it's just a perfect fit for me, everything that they're about, just the system that they're in. And so, I mean, I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, when you say the perfect fit, can you elaborate on that with Coach Sweeney, Coach Streeter, and the offense?
I mean, I like to throw the ball. I like to run the ball. I like to do it all. So, you know, I know Coach Streeter, this can be his first year, so everybody's going to get to see his new stuff. But I'm just, you know, excited about all the coaches. Like I said, they were in on me pretty early. And just getting to build that relationship from being a freshman to being a, you know, a junior, it really paid off in the end for him. So.
And you're building a relationship with some of your fellow peers in this class. Who are you working on moving forward?
You know, a lot of guys. I mean, I don't want to say too many names, but, you know, trying to get my boys from Alabama and some receivers. So trying to add a running back too. So
our last guest has helped Louisville emerge as a force on the recruiting trail in 2023. Pierce Clarkson joins Greg Biggins to discuss his decision to commit to the Cards and give a sneak peek on who might be next to join Louisville's class.
Hey, this is Greg Biggins, 24/7 Sports. This is Pierce Clarkson, St. John Bosco High School, Louisville commit. Pierce, we're here at the Elite 11. You fired up? You excited to be here?
Yes, sir, definitely. I mean, Elite 11, childhood dream. A lot of kids don't get the opportunity to do it. So to be here, I definitely feel blessed, and I'm excited to compete.
Now, talk a little bit more about that childhood dream, because obviously you come from a quarterback family with your pops, the legendary Steve Clarkson. But, you know, Elite 11, was this a goal for you early on? And when did you think it was a realistic goal for you to make this thing?
I mean, I'd always kind of thought it was a realistic goal since I was a young kid. I dreamed of the moment. So it was always in my eyes, and it was always something I saw myself doing and one day making it to the event and making it a reality. So to me, it was always in my reach. It was just a matter of putting in the work and really making it happen. And I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by great trainers, great teammates, and a lot of people who helped me grow along the way to become a good athlete in order to be where I am today, in order to be able to compete in this event that I'm going to compete in. So it's really just a childhood dream come true, and I think it's a lot of hard work put into it that made this happen.
So I know you're a competitive kid, right? You're going to be going against the best of the best from all over the country. What are you hoping to get out of this event when it's over? Is it to try to prove that you're one of the elites? Is it to kind of soak in some of the coaching and get better? Is it to kind of meet some of the guys? What is your main goal and expectation for this event?
I mean, definitely in everything I do, I mean, I see myself getting better. There's something I could take from everybody at this camp, not just a coach. I could take something from some of the guys in the other room right now, just, you know, whether that's off the field, you know, or on the field, something I learned from them just from spending the weekend competing against these guys. You know, we could pick each other's brains and do things like that and really just better ourselves. But for me personally, I'm here to compete, you know, really make a statement that I belong here. I'm one of the elites and that this wasn't a mistake.
Let's talk Louisville football recruiting for a second, because you kind of told me a while back, hey, we're going to get Aaron Williams. I said, I don't think it's going to happen. You guys got Aaron Williams. You said, DeAndre Moore's coming. I'm like, I don't see it. You guys got DeAndre. Reuben Owens. I said, no way you're getting Reuben Owens. You guys got him. Give me one guy. Could be a receiver. Could be an old lineman. Could be a tight end. Could be anybody. Who's one guy who we feel confident will be a part of this Louisville 2023 recruiting class?
See, if I give you a name, just,
that way I can
you're
say,
gonna,
that
you're
way
gonna I can doubt, say, but
hey,
you might.
I don't know. I'm not doubting anymore.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm done doubting. Dude, I'm no longer doubting Thomas. I'm a believer. Right now, Pierce Clarkson, give me someone who you feel confident about that maybe no one else is feeling confident. It's just all
I'll give y'all a hint.
Give us a hint.
You know they like pancakes.
Okay, so we're going offensive line. And that's it. That's the only hint we got as an offensive lineman.
Yep.
Can you give us a region of the country so we can try to guess a little bit more? Give us a state.
Now, if I give you a state, it's going to be obvious, but just
know, so an offensive lineman is coming to Louisville with us.
One of them big boys that Louisville definitely needs and is going to love to have.
Now, you've become such a legendary recruiter that rumor has it that you're not just recruiting football. They got you doing some basketball stuff. Is that true?
I mean, yes, sir, a little bit.
And I got a follow-up question after that. So you are involved in basketball. Louisville obviously has a great basketball tradition. DJ Wagner, Pierce Clarkson, what is this guy going to do? Is he coming to Louisville?
I ain't got to let him answer that himself.
Come on, man. So if it happens, I want to be able to give you credit. DJ Wagner, is he going to be a Cardinal? Fans are watching right now.
Man, I don't need the credit for his career. He's his own person. He's going to do what he do regardless. Card Nation will be lucky to have somebody like him.
Have you spoken to a DJ before? Can you at least answer that question? You're being really secretive right now. I'm not used to seeing you like this, Pierce. Usually you're a little bit more out there. Have you spoken to DJ?
You got to be inside Card Nation to understand that. Me and DJ haven't one-on-one had any conversations, but could tell y'all Card Nation will be very lucky and very excited to have him.
A big thanks to Malachi Nelson, Jaden Rashada, Jackson Arnold, Chris Vezina, and Pierce Clarkson for talking to Greg Biggins and Steve Wiltfong at the Elite 11 Finals. Make sure to stay locked in to 24/7 Sports over the next few days as we will bring you all the coverage and analysis you could want from California and the Elite 11 Finals. And of course, remember to give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. For all our guests, Steve Wiltfong and Greg Biggins, I am Lance Flynn. Thanks for listening to this episode of the 5-Minute Morning here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.